seen this video? How about this one? None of these videos depict actual events or realities, but these are some political content either generated or altered by artificial intelligence that you might find on the internet these days. The contents commonly take the form of a deepfake, like what you're seeing on screen.
This Singapore general election, a new law banning digitally manipulated videos and photos of candidates has come into effect.
The Elections Integrity of Online Advertising Amendment Bill outlaws the publication of these realistic depictions of a candidate saying or doing something they did not say or do. The law is enforced from the moment the writ of election is issued till polls close on polling day. Besides AI generations, the law also prohibits content generated or manipulated using non-AI techniques. This includes editing via Photoshop, dubbing, and splicing. So, how can one detect deepfakes?
There are some fundamental things that a regular user can look out for when trying to discern if a piece of content is a deepfake. For example, look at the edges of a person's face, look at the person's fingers or limbs to see if there are any blurred boundaries or perimeters. Is the person not blinking at all, or is the person blinking too much? Are his movements a bit odd or unnatural? The other thing to look out for would be maybe contextual mismatch. So in other words, the place where the character or the person is depicted to be, does it match what you're hearing in the background? So these are some things to look out for.
Besides scrutinizing content when searching on Google, users can look out for features like about this result and about this image, which allows users to dig deeper when fact-checking.
So I think at the end of the day, it boils down to verifying information. So for example, a quick keyword search on if candidate ABC did this or say that, if the candidate did do something so special or extraordinary, there's a high possibility that existing news outlets or authoritative sources would have reported that already. So I think that is another way users can turn to tell if something is a deep fake or not.